The phone doesn't stop ringing at the Zamora Medical Center in East Austin. The patient base is what you might expect for a clinic on Far East 6th Street.
A lot of Hispanic, a lot of Spanish-speaking patients.
That's medical assistant Helena Robillard. She says the clinic is busy from the moment they open at 8 a.m. until they close at 5 p.m. Just a few weeks ago, they were absolutely swamped.
Especially this year when the H1N1 hit, that's all we would see. He was open pretty much for 12 hours a day during that season. It was pretty crazy.
The crush of patients is one of the biggest challenges for Dr. Guadalupe Zamora. He says it's because of a lack of family physicians in his part of town.
In East Austin, yes. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of patients in East Austin.
Close to 30% of Zamora's patients are on Medicare or Medicaid. That means lower reimbursements. And as doctors age out of the profession, Zamora's patient base grows.
One of my patients came to see me the other day and said, She's in charge of a group home, and she has 14 people in that group home that have Medicare and Medicaid, that their physician is retiring, and therefore they've been trying to find a new medical home for these 14 patients. She asked me, can you help? And I said, yeah, I'm always willing to help.
Dr. Zamora says the fact there are more than 40 million people without health insurance in the United States is a significant problem that needs to be fixed. Some of his patients have no insurance, and they either pay cash or, in some cases, pay nothing. He's also concerned about rising costs of health care. Zamora believes a national overhaul of tort law could lower malpractice insurance premiums and ultimately reduce costs for patients.
We need to have a federal tort reform so that we can say safely we don't have to practice defensive medicine, which many physicians do practice defensive medicine. You repeat exams because you're afraid you get sued.
But Zamora says if there aren't enough primary care physicians in urban areas, having more people with health insurance is going to present new challenges.
I think physicians, we're going to have to, you know, buckle down and maybe extend their hours, or there'll have to be something to help out. A trial by error, I guess, is the best way to explain it. We'll have to see how we can expand our hours, expand our services, and provide more care, provide more providers in East Austin.
Zamora says one way to do that is to rev up medical schools to increase enrollment, or for the federal government to provide financial incentives to young doctors to enter primary care and not move into a more profitable specialty field. From Zamora's perspective, removing people from the uninsured rolls is a good thing. He just wants to make sure the government can afford it and that those in primary care shortage areas are not left scrambling to find a family doctor. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.